all sorts of frustration in the fourth quarter. Second half, the Governors were held to only 9 second half points. Everybody who's seen even a little bit of this team, and you hear opposing coaches say, and you'll hear Kent Colesrud of O'Gorman say, look, this team's a lot better than 3-8, but they want to start showing it again tonight. Can the scorers start scoring? It's been a rough time for Remington Price lately. Still the leading scorer in this club, but a total of 14 points in the last 3 games she has played. Aberdeen Central keyed on her the other night and on Avery Kaiser, as the Price especially was held to only 2 points. The Governors want to see her get going again. But again, the challenge is the O'Gorman Knights at 10-1. Again, the Governors, among others who are extremely good, will face a future Division I player. Hannah Ronsick, who said she's going to Colorado State. She helps run this team from the point but can play well inside. 5'11", and you're going to hear about tall players on this team. As usual, Kira Medley is 6'1". Bergen Riley, a pretty good basketball player, but an incredible volleyball player, the Volleyball Player of the Year 2 years in a row, and only a junior. So a team with a whole lot of talent, and the Governors know they're going to have to play at their very best to have a chance tonight on their home floor. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. This is the Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame. Becky Ponsiba State Farm in Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. A 3-minute break, then we'll continue our Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame by taking a look around AA basketball. Where the seed point standings are, it's going to be a little perilous for Pierre and the schedule tonight, and also update you on the Governor boys, too. We'll do that when we return to the Riggs High Gym in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pierre Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Ponsiba State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play. Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
Here, Endo Gorman of the Riverside Gym and the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. And what's happening in AA girls basketball? The So Gorman team is number two in the C point standings, but still a point behind Sioux Falls, Washington. Of course, this team lost to the Washington Warriors in the play again next month. Brandon Valley is third, then Rapid City Central, Rapid City Stevens. Waterfound as Sioux Falls Jefferson, Sioux Falls Lincoln finished the top eight. And Harrisburg at number nine, Huron 10, Mitchell 11, then Brookings Yankton, Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Still haven't heard the Governors, no, because they are all the way down to number 15 now, the average at 38. So, yeah, they need wins to help prop that up. Douglas is 16th, the last three, Spearfish, Aberdeen Central, and Sturgis Brown. Besides the Governors and O'Gorman, Lincoln is at home tonight taking on Mitchell and Sioux Falls. Rapid City Stevens and Rapid City Central meeting on Central's floor tonight. And it is Watertown in Box Elder to meet Douglas this evening. Boys play, Governors need a win too and need some confidence. Six losses in their last seven games. Their offense is struggling. They're in Sioux Falls to take on the O'Gorman Knights. And Brian Oakland has coverage of that game on River 92.7, and we'll keep you updated. The Governors stand at 12th in the seed point standings in boys play. O'Gorman is second. Besides that game in boys action, Watertown also playing Douglas in Box Elder, with Huron at Brookings. Harrisburg is at home to Marshall, Minnesota, and Roosevelt and Washington play on Washington's floor in Sioux Falls. This is the Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame at the Riggs High Gym. Here, Governors and the O'Gorman Knights and girls basketball, and next, our keys to success. We'll begin with Kent Colesrud, the head coach of the O'Gorman Knights, and we'll visit with him in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranky Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit rankygray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governors sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governors sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governors sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governors Sports. Watch them online with live tickets.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in a dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pier area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7 378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
Back at the Reeks High Gym and on our keys to success on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, the longtime head coach of the O'Gorman Knights, Ken Colesroot. Great season for your team. This is no shame in who you lost to, and that was a wonderful basketball game too, but well, your team has just played excellent basketball, even in that game, all year.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate it. Knew we had a nice team coming back. Returned a lot of veterans, three starters back, a couple kids we thought they could fill starting roles, you know, develop the bench a little bit. Great game with Brandon Valley out of the gate, 70-66, kind of a shootout back and forth, and against a really quality team. And, from that point on, we've been able to win our games. The big thing that I've liked, though, is I just feel like we're getting better. From that game one to now, I think we've improved defensively in some of our zone slides. I think we're rebounding better. I think we're a little more efficient in transition, executing a little cleaner on the offensive end. And that's what you want to see. We certainly hope it's not the end all. We got a long ways to go. But over the last, especially 2 or 3 weeks, I think we've grown. Our kids are playing with confidence. And we really look forward to the matchup tonight.
You've got a lot of length, and that's nothing new for your program. You've got talent and you've got length, and I'm sure you feel I think of Hannah first, but others too, that really do the job in that way.
Yeah, we do have really nice length, and that's really beneficial in our matchup zone. Bergen Riley inside, mm-hmm. and being so athletic, Kira Metley, Hannah Friedman give us some size. Hannah Ronsick playing the guard spot, very athletic, got good size, good hands, good feel, rebounding. Molly Abdush running the team. We feel like we got some really nice pieces. We're a really good basketball team when we do things right. When we defend, when we rebound, we're a team that's been playing better in transition. We just got to make sure we make good decisions on the back end of that, and really make sure we're executing on the offensive end, getting the ball into the paint first. Really important we establish the paint in whoever we're playing against, and then some perimeter things will open up from that point on.
Hannah Ronsick, of course, the younger sister of Emma Ronsick, who's this program's all-time leading scorer. Now she's playing at Creighton, and Hannah says she's going to play at Colorado State. And Coach Colesroot also said, look, this Pierce team is a lot better. We've got to worry about their scores. That's their key to success. Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. Our keys to success continue with the head coach of the Governors, Kirk Bebout. We'll visit with him in 2 minutes from the Reeks High Gym here on the official voice of the Governors, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. In the 2021 Class A Dual Championship, Pierre met Rapid City Stevens and were down 3 points heading into the final match. Peyton Schaefer trail going into the third period before turning it around. The pin by Hayden Schaefer, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
At the Riptide Gym on the Becky Boswell State Farm pregame, continue our keys to success. Governor's head coach Kirk Bebout. Now, pardon this conspicuously obvious statement, but your scorers have to score. And again, we give credit to Aberdeen Central. They really keyed on Avery. They really keyed on Remy the other night. But without giving a lot away, what will it take to, and it's especially been tough for Remy, what will it take to get those scorers scoring again?
Yeah, I mean, I feel for them because they care so much. You know what I mean? Like, and I think they put a lot of pressure on themselves because they know that they got to be big players for us and scorers for us. And that's tough, especially when you're going through a tough spell. So, you know what though, they're really tough kids and they put a lot of time in, and generally that's going to show up over, eventually it's going to show up. So, and it's not even that some shots haven't went down and a couple breaks here and there and we feel differently, but it is what it is. So that's in the past, and you just look ahead, and obviously it doesn't help when O'Gorman's the next one up when when the shots aren't falling. But you know what, you go out and give it everything you got.
But and we get right to O'Gorman. Here's a team that lost to Brandon Valley, the only loss they've had. Ended up beating Washington, ending the Washington's long winning streak. Here's a team that knows how tough they played Washington in this building. And now a team that is on their par. And can they think back to that Washington game and say, hey, we know we're capable of doing that again?
Oh, I mean, I definitely think our girls know they can play with anybody when we're firing on all cylinders. That's been part of the frustration, is that we played some really good teams tough. And then we've saved our below average games for games that, teams where if we play like we're capable, we expect to win those games. So, I mean, that's frustrating, but that's part of the youth part of it and learning how to win. They definitely have lots of things they can look back on, not just in basketball, but in all that they do, that knows that they can, be successful in whatever they do.
What is toughest about this team to match up with, this O'Gorman team?
5'11", 6', 6'1", and they're all athletic and skilled basketball players. So that makes it extremely tough. I mean, they're legit number one. I watched that Washington game, and, they deserve to win that game. And that was on the road against Washington. So that tells you a little bit something about, how good and how talented they are. They got shooters and drivers and, length and skilled post players. So, and they're going to get up in the press. They're going to be in passing lanes. They're going to make it tough to have open jumpers, and it's tough to rebound. And they really know what they're looking for on offense, and they play with pace. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous challenge. But, it's also exciting when you get those challenges. It's an opportunity that, you only get a handful of those kind of opportunities. Play number one team at home, and, you just give it your all. And, that's why you play the game. You just ask yourself, what if we do? What if we do knock them off? That's kind of fun. That's exciting to think about. So why not go out and give it your best shot?
Well, they certainly did against Washington. They have the chance to do it with number one O'Gorman. And head coach Kirk Bebout said the main key to success, same thing as it has been lately, get the ball to the right people, not only at the right spot, but at the right time. Pierre Governors and the O'Gorman Knights are starting lineups on the law on the court. We'll take a 1 minute break here, Trinity. Back in 60 seconds with those lineups and the law on the court here on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino, a relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
Taking care, touching lives. Avantera Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Avantera Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Avantera Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Avantera Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
May get this one going just a little bit early, so let's get to those Montana-Dakota Utility starting lineups. First for the visiting O'Gorman Knights, Mally Abdush runs the point, a 5'7 senior. Kira Mentele on the wing and a post, 6'1 junior. Bergen Riley, that outstanding athlete, the 6'1 junior. Hannah Ronsick, the 5'10 junior, leading scorer in this team. And Hannah Friedman, who's really improved as this season has gone along, the 5'11 sophomore. For Kent Colesrud in his 23rd season as head coach of the Knights, Barry Mathis, Crystal Richter, Dan Hughes, Christian Riedel are his assistants. The Governor's starting lineup after this from Montana Dakota Utilities, back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
6 junior Remington Price starts her average down to 11.9 points a game, again with a combined 14 in the last three, 2.3 rebounds. She has good 22 three-pointers, of course. She is averaging 2.3 assists and 2.3 steals, 1.3 assists, that is. Lainey Stevens, the 5'5 senior, 3.1 points, 1.6 rebounds. Ryan Berry running the point, the 5'7 sophomore, 5 points a game with just over 2 rebounds, 2.7 assists. She's hit 12 threes. Reese Tewilliger in the post, a 5'11 sophomore, 9.4 points and 6.7 boards a game. And Avery Kaiser, 3 blocks for her highlight at Aberdeen Central on Tuesday, 9.3 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 8 three-pointers for Avery. For head coach Kirk Bebound in his second season in Pierre, his assistants are Nicole Roth, Jeff Schleckaway, and Charisse Blanchette. Now the law on the court, which is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we will introduce tonight's officials in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1.
The officials for tonight's game are Mike Pooley, Dave Brown, and Louie Young. Thank you, guys. Along the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Here in their home, white uniforms, emerald green numerals and piping. The road blue for the O'Gorman Knights with white letters and numerals and the O'Gorman logo part of the piping with a little gold and mostly white. O'Gorman leading the series between these schools in girls basketball, 14-5. Pierre hasn't beaten O'Gorman since 2014. The Knights have won 9 straight, including 58-21 right here on January 5th of last year. And that is the Becky Potsava State Farm pregame. We're at the Riggs High Gym. Stay tuned for the action as the Pierre Governors meet the O'Gorman Knights in girls basketball. We'll get it going in 2 minutes on the official voice of the Governors, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Big challenge for the Pier Governors for the second time this season. On this floor, they take on a number one team. This time, it's the O'Gorman Knights. We're not far from tonight's opening tip-off, which is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier. And let's hear from those good folks, then we'll get this one going here on KGFX in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Lynn's Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
As it turns out, this one will start about on time after the lineups are introduced, but they're already underway. In fact, almost midway through the first quarter in Sioux Falls, and the Governor boys early leading the O'Gorman Knights by a score of 5-4. They try to get out of their slide of six losses in the last seven games. Brian Oakland has that action, of course, on River 92.7. And, of course, the boys stay in the Sioux Falls Metro. They head to Harrisburg for action tomorrow. And that's also on River 92.7 starting at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And we remind you, tomorrow afternoon here on KGFX, it's Stanley County basketball as the Buffalo Girls will host the Cheyenne Eagle Butte Braves at Parkview Auditorium. And a bit of a change from what we had told you a little earlier on. It's only a girls' game tomorrow. The Braves are having a COVID-19 issue within their team. So only girls' action tomorrow. We'll have it for you around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on KGFX. Now, after this game tonight, Governors are at home again. In fact, 6 of the last 9 for the Governors are on their home floor. For the girls, next the Harrisburg Tigers. That's Tuesday evening, and that'll be on River 92.7 with Brian starting at 6:30. And then Thursday night of next week, the Governor girls, and we will make the long trip to Yankton as they'll take on the Gazelles. That also will be on River 92.7. And that is at 6:30 next Thursday night. Make it 8-4. An encouraging start for the Governor boys with just under 4 minutes left in the first quarter in Sioux Falls against O'Gorman. And, of course, we will keep you updated on that as this one's about to begin. And the Governors know the challenge they have as the Emerald Regiment Band picks it up again as the Governors are about to be introduced. But they know, again, Kirk Bebout stresses it to his team every game, but get that ball to the right spot and at the right time. You've got to keep moving that ball. You can't freeze it anymore, not with a shot clock. It's what the Governors, in this situation 35 years ago, or 40, might have wanted to do, but that's not possible. You have to shoot it in 35 seconds. They just know they have to play sharply. Don't get rattled. Play with some confidence. Sure looked like that confidence was lost in the Fourth quarter in the game in Aberdeen. But hey, again, credit to those Golden Eagles. They hadn't won in over a month, and they certainly deserve the win on Tuesday night. But the Governors, as Kirk Bebout said, can only go forward from then. So here we go. Molly Abdush, Kira Mandely, Bergen Riley, Hannah Ronsick, Hannah Friedman for O'Gorman. Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser for the Governors. And it is Kaiser to jump center against Bergen Riley. And O'Gorman wins the tip. We hope you enjoy the action. Pier, as you look at it, remember, watch it at the KGFX page, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. They'll shoot at the goal to your right in the first half. O'Gorman in blue to your left. And they have in the lane a pass down low to Friedman, who missed the first shot of the game. And Piers Remington Price has the rebound. Have it now on the right wing. Stevens straight away. Left wing for Avery Kaiser. Governors hosting a number one for the second time this year. Price in the corner makes a defender miss. Misses everything from 18 feet. Bergen Riley with a rebound for the O'Gorman Knights. Up top to Molly Abdush. Played last year as a sophomore. Mentally against 5'11", 6'1", 6'1". As they mentioned, here's a ball knocked away and picked up by Avery Kaiser. O'Gorman turns it over for the first time. Right wing, it's Remington Price. A minute gone, no one scored yet. Kaiser between the rings. Chips it left wing to Stevens. Up top for Berry. Again to Laney. Into the lane for Terwilliger. Double team. Someone's open. It's Price in the right corner. Not for long because Berg and Riley blocked it. Rebounded by Hannah Ronsick. Boy, Price was open. And then Riley came diving over with a flying block. Abdush right of the lane. Into the right corner for Riley. Still no points. A minute and a half in. Drops that good move, but left short by Ronsick. Deflected rebound came to Mentally, and Kara is fouled. She'll have free throws here. So a loose ball ended in Mentally's hands, and Avery Kaiser has the foul, the first of the game. And Mentally will have a couple of free throws to try to break the goose egg. 6:27 left in the first quarter. No score yet. Mentally rimmed it out. The win over Washington was by 9. That's the only game that O'Gorman has won by less than 10 points. They beat T Area by 30 on Tuesday at home. Second one's good, 1-0 O'Gorman, 6:27 first quarter. They scored the first 16 of that game, and they press full court. But the Governors break it well. Stevens, 3-on-2 in the front court. They bring it back to Berry, top of the left wing. Straight away, Kaiser to the right foul line extended. Price on the right wing, deflected by Ronsick, and then stepping out of bounds with it is Kaiser. Good play by Ronsick. Kaiser trying to chase that ball down on the right sideline, stepped out for the Governor's first turnover. And, of course, the turnovers really have to be decreased. Pierre is averaging nearly 21 a game. Mentally out front for O'Gorman. To Riley, right of the circle. Right corner, it is Ronsick. Cut off there, hands it to Mentally. Up top for Hannah Friedman. Left wing for Abdush. Fell down, nearly lost the ball, now does as Berry takes it away. Price on the break, stops in the lane. All Riley made her change her shot and blocked it away again. It is out of bounds to Pier, but a little bit of hesitation forced Riley to block Price for the second time. Pier will inbound, 5:44 in the first. 1-0 O'Gorman. Right wing, good catch by Berry. Right foul line extended. It is Terwilliger against the double team. Right corner, Kaiser for Berry, top of the right wing. Threw it away right to Hannah Friedman. Down floor come the Knights. Deflected, but Mentally picked it up and into the lane and drew a foul. And Mentally will be back on the line again after the Ryan Berry foul. Her first and Pier's second. Mentally just split a couple of free throws. She's back there again. Pier continues to play well in boys' play. Last minute of the first quarter, 13-5. They lead O'Gorman in Sioux Falls. It's on River 92-7. Mentally hits the first, makes it 2-0 O'Gorman. 5:27 remains in the first quarter of the Riggs High Gym. Thank you for joining us on this Friday evening. Again, the schedule favors the Governors now. 6 of their last 9 regular season games on this floor. Second for Mentally, she hit them both. 3-0 O'Gorman, all in Mentally free throws. 5:25 in the first quarter. Berry to Kaiser into the front court right wing. It is Price for Terwilliger in the lane. Again, triple team. Bounce to Price, top of the right wing. For Barry, they reset it. They're playing zone. O'Gorman playing zone, trying to force Pierre to shoot it outside. Barry down low for Terwilliger. Reese laid it in. Good job by Barry to see Terwilliger was coming. 3-2 O'Gorman, 4:57 in the first quarter. Bronson down low, all alone on the baseline. There's Medley again. She's going to have free throws again. She was open on the right block and fouled again. This one's on Avery Kaiser, and that's two in the first 3 minutes plus. And Mendeley, who has all of O'Gorman's points on 3 out of 4 at the line, has two more shots here. First one rimmed out. And Sydney Tedrow comes in for Avery Kaiser for the Governors. Tedrow, the 5'8 junior, just under 12 minutes a game, 2.3 points, 1.7 rebounds. How long will Kaiser sit with the two fouls? Mendeley will shoot one more. 3-2 O'Gorman, 4-2 O'Gorman, as Mendeley hits the second. 4:53 in the first quarter. Three-quarter court pressure. Barry works against it, keeps the dribble going, hands to Tedrow. Front court to Williger, right wing Price in the front court. For Terwilliger, right of the lane, out front to Tedrow. Give it to Barry. The passing much crisper so far tonight. To Terwilliger, down low, backs down on Friedman, draws a foul. And the Governors are going to need that sort of play from Reese in the post in this game. It was Bergen Riley who committed the foul from behind. That's the first foul on O'Gorman. Terwilliger at the line. The Governors are a 65% foul shooting team. Reese is 58% on 25 of 43, but she hit the first. 4-3, O'Gorman. Substitutions. Lennox Dupree in for Pierre, the freshman. Lucy Moore, 5'7 sophomore. Part of that Moore family still playing for O'Gorman. She's in for the Knights. Terwilliger tries to tie it here with a second free throw. Well, an O'Gorman player was in the lane too early, Abdush, but Reese hit it anyway, and it's tied at 4. 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Ronsick, left wing. Oh, not looking for the pass is Riley, and it's intercepted by Remington Price for Pierre, who have a chance for a lead. Dupree back to Price. Right block to Williger. For a cutting Tedrow into the lane, had it deflected, gained the ball back, and brought it out on the left wing for Stevens. For Dupree up top, left wing Stevens. Once a three, but missed everything, but it's knocked out of bounds by O'Gorman. By Hannah Ronsick, and Pierre will have it again. 16 on the shot clock, 4:07 first quarter, tie game at 4. The Governors moving the ball around pretty well so far. Dupree left baseline will inbound to the bucket to your right. To Price, and had it blocked away mentally this time. And the rebound to Ronsick, and Hannah's into the front court. Well, that's three times Remy has been blocked on shots, knocked out of bounds by Pierre now. Well, Gorman will inbound, still 27 to shoot for them. Just under 4 minutes left in the first quarter and a 4-4 tie. Abdush up top for a three by Ronsick. She hit it. First field goal of the game for O'Gorman is a Hannah Ronsick three, and it's 7-4 O'Gorman. 3:44 left in the first quarter. An inside-outside threat is Hannah Ronsick. Dupree for Pierre. Right wing it is Price after taking it from Tedrow. Left wing Stevens open. Once a three off the back iron. Long rebound to Lucy Moore for O'Gorman, and the Knights in transition, bring it on the right block for a layup by Bergen Riley that goes. 9-4 O'Gorman. They scored the last five. Riley's first two, 3:13 in the first. Pressure broken again. Price for a right wing three. Oh, it rimmed out. And the rebound by Lucy Moore. Boy, when one of them falls, you got a feeling Remy can get going again, but it's been so tough lately. Riley into Mendeley for a 14-footer that's good. Mendeley, after four free throws, has her first field goal. Seven in a row for O'Gorman. They're up 11-4, 2:50 in the first quarter. Pressure, broken pass, Dupree. Right wing for Price, but right there's Ronsick again to guard her. And you may imagine that teams might copy the strategy that Aberdeen Central had the other night. Cover Piers number one, that's Price. Tedrow knocked away on an intended pass for Terwilliger by Kira Mendeley. And a Friedman back in for Mentally for O'Gorman. Laney Stevens out. Ryan Barry back in for Pierre. And Pierre head coach Kirk Beebout. Once an Actegra timeout. With 2:32 left in the first quarter, it's a 30-11-4 O'Gorman leads. Pier back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Actegra brings you the timeout. Acres Ag can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. The inbound by Lennox. Dupree with 13 on the shot clock, 2:32 in the first. O'Gorman 11, Pier 4 on a 7-0 run are the Knights. Tedrow up top for Ryan Berry into the lane for Chewelik. A good bounce for Price, blocked again. My goodness, this time by Ronsick. Into the front court comes Lucy Moore. And for a left wing three, it's missing here by Abdouche. Down the floor, Dupree, but Lennox lost it. Picked up by Abdouche, who drives for a layup. You make mistakes against this team, and that's what they're going to do. They're just going to burn you. Abdouche's first two, 9 in a row for O'Gorman. They lead 13-4, 155 in the first. Price on right wing. Again, Riley's right there. Price has had 4 shots blocked in this first quarter. Tedrow to Terwilliger in the lane, to the post, right side, off glass, and Rimmon missing, and Friedman with a rebound for O'Gorman. Again, a close-in shot missing for Terwilliger. Unfortunately, that's happened for her too much lately. On the right drive, it is a Ronsick on the baseline. That one's missing, and Terwilliger with a rebound for Pier. And he's trying to break this 9-0 run of O'Gorman. Dupree, right wing for Price, 123 in the first quarter, 13-4, O'Gorman on top. Tedrow for Dupree, into the lane for Terwilliger, kicking out on a bounce to Dupree, made a defender, missed, then it's blocked. That was Abdouche, who came back to block the ball and then gained the rebound. That's 5 block shots for O'Gorman. Right wing three is on the way and missing by Ronsick, but mentally picked up the rebound. And a left wing three is good by Lucy Moore. Well, you got a rebound too. Now to get in position, 16-4 O'Gorman. They have scored the last 12 points. Price with a right wing three missing. And the rebound to Lennox Dupree. Governors keep it alive. And Price then double dribble. My goodness. And Remy, it's just gone that way for lately. Excuse me, I said Moore hit that three. I was incorrect. It was Abdouche hitting it a moment ago. Mentally in for Riley, 32.2 in the first, a 12-0 run for O'Gorman. They're up 16-4 over Pier. Abdouche taking her time, walking it across the timeline. Shot clock is off, 22 seconds remain in the first quarter. Abdouche guarded by Lennox Dupree. Left-hand dribble deflected away by Dupree. Picked back up by Abdouche, down to 14 seconds. Now it's lost again, and it's Tedrow bringing it down floor for a layup that's missed by Dupree, but the follow is there for Tedrow, and Sydney will go to the line as she's fouled. It's Hannah Friedman's foul, her first. That's just the second that's been called on O'Gorman. So Tedrow will try to break this run of O'Gorman. She's 4 out of 6 at the line this season. First one good. 16-5 O'Gorman with 8.1 left in the first quarter. And Sydney will try one more to try to make it a 10-point O'Gorman lead. It's on the way. It's on the board. 16-6 O'Gorman. Mentally brings it to Abdouche. Into the front court. Traveled. Or double dribbled, actually. Fourth turnover on O'Gorman. And so 4.8. Governors have to come full court. Nope, no, they don't. They don't have to come quite full court. About three-quarter court is Tedrow inbound on the right baseline. But Ronsick's right there to guard it. Bounce into Dupree, 3 seconds, still in the backcourt. 2-1, a desperation heave is short from 50 feet. At the end of one quarter of play on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, it's O'Gorman 16 and Pier 6. Wagner Auto and Pier, the one place to go. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Lynn's Dakota Mart's Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
Here with the arrow and the ball, they were held the one first quarter field goal, 1 of 12. O'Gorman, 5 of 9. The Knights lead the Governors 16-6. Kaiser back in, took the pass in the lane, dropped it, lost her dribble, but finds Shorter down low. Maya left it short, gained her own rebound, however. And left it for Kaiser, 16-footer. That one, however, is short. And the rebound to Molly Abdouche. So Shorter again starting the second quarter at a good offensive board. But the Governors missing a couple of chances for their second made field goal. Riley right of the lane for O'Gorman. Hand on the left side to Ronsick. To Friedman left of the lane. Back out front to Abdouche, guarded by Dupree. 12 on the shot clock as it's handled by Ronsick again. Right side Abdouche down to 8 on the shot clock. Dupree got a hand on that, but fouled her too. Lennox with her first. Sports marketing sponsors who bring you Governor basketball on KGFX include Pier Dental Clinic, First Dakota National Bank, Red Rosa Italian Grill, the South Dakota National Guard, American Bank and Trust, Iceberg Funeral Home, and Midco. First free throw is good for Abdouche, and it is 17-6 O'Gorman as Lainey Stevens is in for Lennox Dupree. Those sports marketing partners also include Anderson Rumsa Dental as the second free throw is good, Maher Law Office, and also Delta Dental. 18-6 O'Gorman, 7-8 first half. Down low to Shorter as they broke the press well again. And Maya, driving on the left block, drew a foul. Good job there as Hannah Friedman tried to defend her, fouled her instead. Her first, third team foul. Now Shorter at the line, hasn't been there in varsity yet, and she drains the first. Lucy Moore back in. Hannah Friedman comes out for O'Gorman, 18-7. O'Gorman leading the Governors. Pier trailing 11, 7:05 in the first half of the Riggside. Jim Shorter with one more, rimmed out. Rebound by Bergen Riley for the O'Gorman Knights. To Moore down low, in some trouble, went out of bounds off the Governors, though, with 27 on the O'Gorman shot clock. And Governor basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart Bank West, the May Adam Law Firm, Oahu Federal Credit Union, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Abdouche with a three straight away. It's off the rim. Kaiser in good position for an uncontested rebound for Pier, playing with two fouls. She's up top after taking the pass from Price. Left wing Stevens wide open for a three off the back rim. Long rebound to Laney. Into Shorter, kicks it out. Left side, it's Kaiser. And into the lane with a one-handed runner. That is left short. Shorter, however, gained the rebound. And Kira Mentel, I can't believe the foul was called on her. She thought it should have been called on Shorter. It wasn't. It'll be Maya after a second offensive rebound drawing the foul. Mentel's first. And into the lane, the Governors score and make it an 18-9 game. And it is Shorter doing the job, and has she ever in the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. Lob into the lane. Oh, down low. Shorter has to foul mentally to prevent a layup this time. Maya's first. So mentally on the line. She goes there a lot. She has been tonight. 4 of 7 now as she misses the first one. Shorter out after a couple of good minutes. Elise Christofferson, who was in there, is out too. Remington Price and Reese Terwilliger back in, usually what Kirk Bebout does at the beginning of the second quarter to give Reese and Remy a little less. Mentally will shoot one more to make it a 10-point lead, and she's good. She has 7. O'Gorman 19, Pier 9, 6:08 in the first half at the Riggs High Gym. Thank you for joining us on this Friday night. Price bounced to Terwilliger. Baseline over Mentally. Good move and scores. Second field goal for Reese, 19-11 for O'Gorman. 5:53 in the first half. Ronsick up top to Abdush. As Kolsrud has instructions, left baseline, driving. Oh, Terwilliger stripped it away from behind from Mentally and then grabbed the basketball. That's a block. Oh, and then the Governors turn the ball over. And with it is Ronsick, and Hannah ends up being fouled by Remington Price. That's her first, and that's 16 fouls on Pierce. So one more will put O'Gorman into the bonus. With 5:32 left in the half, O'Gorman with the ball, 19-11 lead. Berry got a hand on it, but it still came to Riley. Left corner, Ronsick. Here comes a three off the rim, but Moore has the rebound. They bring it for a left wing three by Ronsick, and she nailed it. Ronsick with her second three for her. 6 points, 22-11 for O'Gorman with 5:08 in the first half. Other end, it's a Kaiser three that's left short. Abdush has the rebound for O'Gorman. 11 is the longest lead for the Knights. They've never trailed. Pier tied it at four. Then O'Gorman had a 12-point run. Moore made Stevens fell down. She recovers. And a lob down low from Mentally to Riley for a layup. Again, the matchup problem going against this athletic team is there for Pier. 24-11, O'Gorman, 4:35 and a half. Riley now has four. Avery Kaiser for the Governors, bounce to Terwilliger. Right foul line extended, hands it back to Kaiser with a screen. Her right foul line extended jumper for Avery, good for her first two of the game. 24-13, O'Gorman, 4:20 in the first half. Screen and roll a little bit. Three from the left side is missing by Ronsick. Remington Price brings the rebound down for Pier. Governors with Terwilliger in the lane. Kick it left side. Stevens open for a three. It's off the front rim and short. And as Ronsick had the position for the rebound, she was bumped by Reese Terwilliger. Reese is first, and that's team foul number seven. And that puts O'Gorman into the bonus for the rest of this first half. Dupree in for Pier. Friedman back in for Hannah Friedman back in for O'Gorman. Governor Basketball and KGFX brought to you by Overhead Door and Kathy Sun and Shine Properties. Mentally, front end of a 1-1. She's good. As O'Gorman gets to it with just over 4 minutes left in the first half to that 1-1. 25-13, O'Gorman leading over Pier. One more is coming. Good also for Mentally. She has 9 points to lead all scorers. O'Gorman 26, Pier 13, midway through the second quarter. Kaiser going against some pressure by Abdush, trying to find Stevens, knocked out of bounds, and went off Stevens. Mentally deflected it, went off Lainey Stevens then, and it's out of bounds to O'Gorman. Sixth turnover on Pier. And in the backcourt, near the O'Gorman bench, Riley inbounds, brings it back to Abdush. Out there with Lucy Moore and Hannah Friedman, and also Bergen Riley. Lob to Riley in the lane. That pass too far for Friedman and out of bounds. The fifth O'Gorman turnover. Here's five on the floor. A Remington Price, Lainey Stevens, Lennox Dupree, Reese Terwilliger, and Maya Shorter back in. Couple of good minutes earlier in this quarter. And Shorter back in there now. Hands it to Stevens. 3:31 and a half. O'Gorman leads 26-13. We'll update the boys when we have a second. Dupree on the left wing for Stevens. Thought about that three, but well defended. Swing it right of the lane. Shorter for Terwilliger. Down low, trying to drive on Riley. Does and scores. Terwilliger now with six. 26-15 O'Gorman. 3:10 in the first half. Pass knocked out of bounds by Pier. Kirk Bebout said, hey, that went off somebody in blue. The official says, no, come on, I saw that as well as you did. It didn't. And it's O'Gorman ball in front of the Pier bench. 3:11 left in the half. Well, you got a lobby. That's part of a coach's job, right? Moore will inbound. Ball above her head to Friedman out front. Now to Abdush running the point, guarded by Stevens. Right wing angle, Ronczyk outside the arc. Swing at the Moore, opposite side on the left. Ronczyk, guarded here by Dupree, starts a right-hand dribble. Now to the left side angle with 15 on the shot clock. And a violation called here on O'Gorman. Turnover, pure basketball. They're down 11, 2:52 and a half. 26 to 15, O'Gorman on top. Stevens for Price. For once open in the right corner. And she hit it, and boy, did she need it. Down to an eight-point lead. 26-18, O'Gorman, 2:38 in the first half. Governors are down, but haven't played badly at all at the start of this game. Abdouche using a screen by Ronczyk to the left corner, but she's inside the arc. Bounce pass all nearly taken away by Dupree, but Ronczyk outreached her forward and drove in for a layup on the left block. She has eight. 28-18, O'Gorman, 2:14 in the first half. Stevens for Pierre in wide at the basket to your right. Watch it to the KGFX page. Oh, good bounce pass down low to Williger for a Price layup. Five for Remy. Maybe Remy can get going now. Those two will certainly help her, you would think. 28-20, O'Gorman, 1:57 in the first half. Abdouche is held. Stevens was there, and that's the one who has the foul. Laney's first, team foul number eight. Kira Medaway back in for O'Gorman. Ryan Berry back in for Pierre. Abdouche has a 1-1 here for the O'Gorman Knights. Avery Kaiser also back in. And again, good time on the floor for Maya Shorter. Really hustling on both ends. Abdouche 2-for-2 at the line earlier. O'Gorman has had 12 free throws already in this first half. Made 9. Front end of the 1-1 here rolls in. Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Aventara. Live ticket, Kruger Contracting, Avera Orthopedics, First Dakota National Bank, Beck Motors, and the Corner Station and the Crossing. One more for Medley. Good again. And a timeout by O'Gorman head coach Kent Colesrud. An Actegra timeout. It's 30. We'll also take 30. 1:55 first half. O'Gorman 30, Pier 20. Back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
An Actegra timeout. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Actegra cooperative today. Governor boys did lead by 10 on O'Gorman. The lead's down to 3, but it is a lead for a peer team on the boys' side that needs a win, too. 24-21, the Governors at the half over O'Gorman. Brian Oakland has it on River 92-7. Against some pressure, Barry to Kaiser, back to Barry and to Dupree. Right wing Kaiser. And that's a little too far. Dupree lost it. Oh, but it's picked up by Terwilliger on the right baseline for Price. Kick it out for Barry. Stops at the lane for a foul line. Jumper drew a foul. Boy, it wasn't the neatest looking position, but the ball did keep moving. Nearly lost twice. And it ended in a Lucy Moore foul for O'Gorman, her first and the 15th foul. But Barry, in the act of shooting, has a couple of free throws. She's 3-for-6 at the line this season, but has made 3 of her last 4. Hit this one, make it 4 out of her last 5. 30-21, O'Gorman. Pierre playing more than respectably so far. 1:37 in the first half. Yeah, they're down 9, but they're playing pretty well. Second one rolls in for Barry, and here's Maya Shorter back in for Avery Kaiser. Again, Kirkbeebout out wanting to protect her on defense, and she has 2 personal fouls. She'll come right back in at the next dead ball. Abdouche into the front court. 90 seconds left in the first half. O'Gorman with an 8-point lead. The one run, again, has made the difference. They had a 12-0 run, O'Gorman did first quarter. Riley with a lob. Left baseline, mentally. Pass too far and out of bounds. Threw it over the head of Abdouche. Threw it 5 feet over the head of Abdouche. So, yes, here comes Kaiser right back in for Shorter. At 119 and a half. 30-22, O'Gorman by 8, but Pierre hanging around. Lennox Dupree on the left wing for Barry. Now for Kaiser, swinging on the right side, Dupree, right angle, left corner, Price, open. Can she hit another 3? Yes! Ma'am, she did! 8 in the quarter for Price. It is a 5-point O'Gorman lead. 30 to 25, 58 seconds left in the half. Abdush on the other end missed a driving layup, but drawing the rebound on the offensive board is Riley, and Bergen was fouled. The free throw is missing on the front end of the 1-1, but there is an offensive rebound by Hannah Ronsick, who tries a baseline shot that misses. Kaiser trying to rip it away from Riley. Can't quite do it. And it will be a dual possession. Remington Price, by the way, had that foul a moment ago, so she has two fouls now. Shorter back in for Kaiser. Here's a layup try off the inbound pass missed by Ronsick, and Shorter has the rebound. Pier down only 5 with 39 seconds left in the first half. They are making a number one team. Look closely again. Dupree, an 18-footer, missed. Gained her own long rebound, however. Out front for Berry in the lane. 14-footer is good. It's a 3-point game. Ryan Berry after the second chance. 30 to 27, O'Gorman. 17 seconds in the half. Layup try missed by Ronsick. Rebound Riley. Leads to a more miss, but out of bounds. Off pier. So with 11.1, O'Gorman now up only 3. This is 7 in a row for the Governors. Down to 9 seconds. They inbound. It is Riley. For a left angle 3, that's good by Ronsick. They're saying enough of this. Let's get this lead back up to 6. Pier can't get a shot off before the end of the half, but the Governors are in it again against a number one team. Our halftime score on the Regnerano scoreboard here at the Ricks High Gym. The O'Gorman Knights 33 and the Pier Governors 27. Wegner Auto, you know, they're South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been here in Pier since 1907. Stay tuned for the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. Comes your way from the Ricks High Gym in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza, pasta.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Question coming in, could the Pure Governors make it tough again on a number one team? Yeah, they are. They were within three, and then a late three by Hannah Ronsick makes it 33-27 O'Gorman over Pure at the half of the Riggs High Gym. And this is the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. I'm David Burrell, Trinity Pure Center Studio Coordinator. I'm a little late for this, but the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276GT, 103.1 FM, Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. O'Gorman led by Hannah Ronsick in the first half, and she had 11 points, 9 for Kira Mentally, 7 of those at the line. Molly Abdush with 9, she also had a 3, and Bergen Riley with 4 points. Pier had 8 from Remington Price. We told you about Price's struggles, but she had 8 points in what was a good second quarter for Pier. Reese DeWilliger also with 8 points in the first half. Ryan Berry had 4. Maya Shorter with good minutes off the bench. She scored 3. Avery Kaiser held the 2. Protected because of 2 fouls, but never picked up her 3rd in that first half. Sydney Tedrow also with 2. O'Gorman at 41% shooting on 9 of 22. 4 of 8 on 3s. Pier, 36% shooting, 9 of 25. But in that second quarter, the Governors were 8 of 13 from the floor. 2 of 11 overall in the first half on threes. At the line, Pier, 7 of 8. O'Gorman, 11 of 14. Rebounding advantage to O'Gorman, 18 to 13. 7 turnovers on O'Gorman, 6 on Pier. They've taken pretty good care of the ball in this first half. And trail O'Gorman by only 6. 33-27. O'Gorman had a 12-0 run in the first quarter to turn a tie game into a 12-point lead, but the Governors have fought back. Boys action before we talk about other girls' play. Governors and O'Gorman now tied at 29 in Sioux Falls. Just over 5 minutes left in the third. Brian Oakland has that game on River 92-7, and now a Jackson Edmond free throw puts the Governors in front by a point. We'll keep you updated, of course. Now let's head to the girls' scoreboard. Just one other AA game underway at the moment, and that's Mitchell leading at Sioux Falls Lincoln at the half by a score of 24-16. Other boys' scores in AA: Brookings at home leading Huron at the half, 28-27. Harrisburg on their home floor leading Marshall, Minnesota, 33-22 with 4 minutes left in the half. Get this, Sioux Falls, Washington. It's early, but they're leading top-ranked Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Of course, the Warriors have played good basketball lately on the boys' side. 25-21 Washington with under a minute left in the first half. Douglas is set to host Watertown in both genders out in Box Elder and also in girls' play. Central and Stevens at the Naz Gym at Central this evening. Here in Pier, we've got a game at the half. O'Gorman, the top-ranked team in AA, leading Pier, but just by 6. The Governors have fought back to make it a game, 33-27. And that is the CHS River Plains Halftime Report. Back in 2 minutes with the second half from the Riggs High Gym on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm's skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Halftime at the Riggs High Gym. It's a game. Pierre trailing top-ranked O'Gorman by only 6. Knights lead at 33-27. Let me correct myself on a scoring total. It's 13 for Hannah Ronzik and 7 for Kira Mentally for O'Gorman and 9 for Molly Abdu. So we've got that right as we get into the second half. Governor's got a 12-point lead to 3. And then Ronzik hit a 3 right before the end of the half. But the Governors with a very good second quarter. How about Remington Price? 8 points in that second quarter after having 4 shots blocked in the first quarter. A combined 14 points in the last 3 games that Remy has played, but got a couple open looks and hit a couple of threes. Well, here we go with the second half. The throw-in brought to you by Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre, and the Governors will have the ball with their starting five on the floor. Remington Price, Laney Stevens, Ryan Berry, Reese Tulliger, and Avery Kaiser, and the starting five out for O'Gorman as well. Mali Abdush, Kira Mentally, Bergen Riley, Hannah Ronsick, and Hannah Friedman. Kaiser, right of the lane, hands it off to Price. Left wing for Stevens, left angle Berry. A 3 is good. It's a 3-point game again. Ryan Berry is up to 7. It is 33-30 for O'Gorman, just underway in the third quarter. Nice fight back by the Governors. Oh, down low lob. Good pass from Mentally to Riley for a right block layup. Bergen has 6. 35-30 O'Gorman at 7:30 in the third. Left wing Stevens open. Nope, not now. Riley blocked it. There's another one for her, and Mentally came down with a rebound. I believe that's at least 3 blocks for Bergen Riley. She had a couple of them on Price in that first quarter. Mentally left wing on the angle. The bucket to your right. O'Gorman in blue. Pierre in white. Watch it at the KGFX page brought to you by Bauman Lumber. Fadeaway Ronsick left it short. From right of the lane. Remington Price with a Pierre rebound. And Berry brings it into the front court just over a minute into the third quarter. In the circle, handed from Kaiser to Stevens, back to Avery, hand in her face by Mentally. Left wing, it is Price, trying to use a screen, baseline drive off the back iron by Remy, and Riley with a rebound for O'Gorman. Left wing to Ronsick, inside the arc, front court, Berry bothering her, left corner for Friedman. And on the left baseline, thrown over the rim by Ronsick, but the offensive board by Mentally, and she draws a foul. Laney Stevens second. Now O'Gorman went to the line 14 times in the first half, making 11. Mentally has been there a lot. She hits the first. In fact, Mentally in this game is now 8 of 11 at the line. O'Gorman now 12 of 15, and the Knights lead 36-30. Shoots again, hits again. 9 for Mentally. 37-30 O'Gorman. 6:30 in the third quarter. Against pressure, Berry. Stop that dribble, finds Kaiser, and into the front court comes Avery. Right wing, it is Price. Up top for a 3 by Berry. She hit another one. Second 3 of the third quarter for Berry. And head coach Kirk Beebe out of Pierre wants a 30-second Exegra timeout. A 4-point O'Gorman lead, 37-33. 6:17 left in the third. Back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
An Actegra timeout, acres ahead to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. A couple of threes by Ryan Berry. In fact, she's now up to 10, leading peer in scoring. Top-ranked O'Gorman up by 4, 37-33, 6:17 in the third quarter. As they bring it full court, Riley to Mentally, and she sets it up. Mentally stopped her dribble, bounced it out front for Friedman. Right wing to Ronsick. Lob it in the right corner for Berg and Riley. Stevens guarding her. Lob on the left side of the angle. And Mentally three is good. Or Abdush, I should say. Abdush with 12. Back to a 7-point O'Gorman lead at 40-33. And they press. 5:45 in the third quarter. Stevens guarded by Mentally. Finds Kaiser. Deflected. Still came to Price. Right wing front court. Middle of that wing to the angle. And up top to Kaiser to Stevens, bringing in the right corner for Price. Bounce to Terwilliger in the lane for a bounce for Kaiser, who drives for a layup. Second bucket for Avery. Nice job there. They go through Terwilliger to find Kaiser. 40-35, O'Gorman. 5:18 in the third. Abdush up top. Left side, it is Riley for Friedman outside the arc. Ronsick, long three. She hit another one. Boy, you leave her open, she's going to shoot it down. She's hit four of them, and she has 16. 43-35, O'Gorman. 3 minutes gone in the third. Stevens, left alley, front court, to the baseline. In a double team, look out, threw it away. Nowhere to go. And Hannah Friedman there to steal it away. Now to Ronsick for an eight-footer right of the lane, but this one's left short. Kaiser with a rebound for Pierre. So the turnover doesn't hurt the Governors. Price right foul line extended. Bounced it out front for Kaiser. Right wing Price. Open for a three. A flying block try. No good. And the rebound came to Friedman. And they're trying to fly in. It happened earlier on one of those blocks. Now a jumper from 17. It's good by Friedman straight away. And back to a 10-point O'Gorman lead just like that. 45-35, 4:15 in the third. Berry for Kaiser up top. Three for Avery straight away. Back iron missing. Terwilliger with a rebound. Back up front to Avery. Knocked away by Abdush. And down floor comes Molly for a layup. And Ken Kohlsrud wants a full Actegra timeout for O'Gorman. We'll take 60 as well. Now a 12-point O'Gorman lead quickly. 47-35, 3:59 left in the third. Back in 1 minute here on KGFX.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Owyhee Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Owyhee Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier. 2008 was the breakthrough year on the golf course for Taylor Smalley. As a junior, she made Governor Girls golf history by becoming Pier's first ESD Girls individual champion. And 1 week later, Smalley made more history by becoming the Governor Girls' first individual state champion. A feat later equaled by Hallie Getz, Carissa Guthrie, and Katie Bartlett. Taylor Smalley, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment is presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier.
The shooters for O'Gorman could put together a run quickly, 7-0 in about, what, a minute or less, 47-35. O'Gorman, after Pierre had been within five, 3:59 left in the third quarter. David Burrow with you from the Riggs High Gym here on KGFX. And watch it online, brought to you by Bauman Lumber, the KGFX page of the DRG News app at drgnews.com. Governors could use points. Berry's hit a couple of threes. She's at left on the angle. High post to Willinger, right wing Stevens. Leaning in a double team. That leads to Williger down low for a layup. Good recognition there. From Stevens to Terwilliger, and Reese has 10. 47-37 for O'Gorman. 3:34 in the third. Left baseline mentally. Drives through it over the rim. Ties it with a rebound for Pierce. They'll try to cut it under 10 again. Barry stops to Price. Back to Barry. Runs the point. 3:20 in the third. A 10-point O'Gorman lead. The Governor's playing better, though. Price, somebody got a hand on that, I think, on a three. The miss, but Kaiser had the rebound for a moment. Not knocked down, no foul called. And it is O'Gorman basketball. A lot of contact there. Left wing, a three by Moore is short, but following scoring and being fouled is Riley. And it is 49-37 for O'Gorman. Foul is the third on Remington Price. Dupree is in. Elise Christofferson is in for Pierre. Riley completes the three-point play. What an athlete she is. She has 9. 50-37 now for O'Gorman. 2:50, third quarter. Terwilliger had it taken away in the lane by Riley. So 4 turnovers in this third quarter on Pierre and 10 for the game. And O'Gorman sensing an opportunity maybe to pull away here. Abdush hands it to Riley on the right wing for a Ronsick three open, and you bet she hit it. They're going to like her on Fort Collins. 53-37 for O'Gorman. That is 19 for Ronsick. To lead all scorers, Lee Stevens in the lane, had it blocked. Who do you think by? Ronsick and the rebound, and then a double dribble by Abdush. But Ronsick, as we say, is going to be a Division I player, and she's showing why. And a Friedman back in for O'Gorman, Sydney Tendrow back in for Pierre. Into Dupree with 2:05 in the third. It seemed like a minute ago there was a 5-point game, but now it's 16. That's what O'Gorman can do. Dupree for Terwilliger, hands it back to Lennox, right angle. And a foul away from that on Lucy Moore of O'Gorman. Her first foul called in the second half on the Knights. Pierre has 2 team fouls. 1:53 in the third, 53-37. O'Gorman. Dupree up top to Elise Christofferson, guarded by Moore. Handed to Laney Stevens. Dupree swinging a left side angle for Tendrow. Dupree, right wing Stevens, knocked right into the bench of Pierre by Bergen Riley, and Pierre will inbound with 24 on the shot clock. Sports marketing partners helping bring you Governor basketball on KGFX include Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant and Stolken Peterson, Lingle, Waltai, and Jones, LLP. To Williger, left foul line extended. Lobbing on the right side for Dupree. 14 on the shot clock now. Moore follows her to the left angle. Lob for Tendrow, left of the lane. To Williger down low, trying to drive on Friedman. Banked it in. 12 for Reese. 53-39, O'Gorman. 1:18 in the third. To Williger with 12. Barry with 10 for Pierre. Loose ball picked up by the Governors and then fouled. Christofferson able to pick up the loose ball on the floor, and Lucy Moore with another foul. That's her third and the second team foul on O'Gorman. Sports marketing partners also include Wegner Auto, Comtech, the Olinger Law Firm, and Kathy Sunshine Properties. 1:04 in the third. Stevens up front. Terwilliger playing a high post. Right angle outside the arc. Dupree stops for Tendrow. Handed on the left side to Christofferson. 15 to shoot again. Right wing Stevens, 50 in the third quarter, 50 seconds that is. Tedrow into the lane for Terwilliger, trying to drive again. Now with that fadeaway, that's so good for her, it goes. Her favorite shot, and Friedman couldn't defend it. 53-41 O'Gorman, 37 seconds in the third. 6 more seconds on the game clock, then on the shot clock. Abdush left wing, open again, Friedman, look out, yep! Oh, brother, or Ronsick, I should say. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes for Hannah Ronsick. She has 22. and nearly got a hand on a pass, but instead committed a foul. 56-41, O'Gorman. That's Ronsick's first foul. Kaiser Price back in for Pierre. Tedrow and Christofferson to the bench. Lucy Moore out in favor of Kira Manley for O'Gorman. And Karsten Schlimgen is in for the first time for the Knights, a 5'9 senior. 17.4 in the third. O'Gorman by 15. Hannah Ronsick up to 22 points, her 6-3 of the game a moment ago. 9 seconds, Dupree. Left wing for Stevens, down to 6, down to 5. Dupree, bounce it for Price. Took the pass, all the layup missed. And Friedman with a rebound as the third quarter comes to an end. 23 third quarter points by O'Gorman, and they have taken charge of this game again. They lead Pierre after 3 on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, 56-41 to the Riggs High Gym. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. Back in a minute with the fourth quarter on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino in Pierre features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's UNTAPPD app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pierre.
O'Gorman ball, fourth quarter begins, 56-41, Knights in the lead. Abdush in the left corner, a three is good, and Abdush has hit 3 3-pointers herself. O'Gorman's made 9, the other 6 have been by Ronsick. 59-41 O'Gorman, early fourth quarter. A tough team to defend when they shoot this well. Dupree with a banker off the glass, but Barry has the offensive board. Nowhere to go, so hands it to Kaiser out front. Her 3. Off the back rim, Price with the rebound. 2 offensive boards, leads to a Barry right wing 3, but that one missed. And Abdush with a rebound for the O'Gorman Knights. And driving on the left baseline and being fouled is Mentally. It's on Reese Tuwilliger, and that is her second. So there are 2 more shots here from Mentally, who's lived there tonight. First one short. Maya Shorter with some more playing time. She comes in for Reese Tuwilliger. It's now 14 of 18 overall at the line for O'Gorman, and Mentally is 9 of 13, 10 of 14 as she hit the second. Back to a 19-point O'Gorman lead at 60-41. About a minute gone in the fourth quarter at the Riggs High Gym. Boys trailing at O'Gorman, 43-39. Later stages of the fourth quarter on River 92-7 after the Governors led all through the first half and a halftime lead. Barry up top for Shorter. Pass deflected, but Dupree still able to grab it. 10-footer left side good for the freshman. Lennox has her first 2. 60-43 O'Gorman, 6:39 remaining. A drive by Abdush into the lane. Kaiser stopped her, but the foul is from Lennox Dupree. That is her second and the 14th foul on Pierre. 6:35 remaining. Ronsick now on the right block. Scores from there, too. Set up by Riley. 24 for Hannah Ronsick. 62-43 for O'Gorman with 6:22 remaining. Maya Shorter, left wing for Dupree. Shorter has earned these extra minutes, I'll tell you. Barry on the right side from Maya. Oh, dropped the ball. Out of bounds. Come on, Maya. I'm trying to make you look good. No, and she really has played well. Top break for her there. Stevens and Terwilliger in. Dupree and Shorter out for Pierre, but O'Gorman with it back. And the number one team in AA was given a scare in this first half, but A 23-point third quarter may have put this game away for the Knights. They're up 19 with 6 minutes still to play. Abdush. And as she dribbled into a double team, it's a dual possession and give it to the Governors. Sports marketing partners bring you Governor Basketball and KGFX include Pitts Design Build, Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, Capital City Campus, and All the Round Graphics. Barry Fort Kaiser on the left wing. Middle of that left side on the wing at Stevens. Peer at the bucket to your left. As you're watching on the KGFX page, brought to you by Bauman Lumber. To Price in the circle. To Kaiser, right of the lane. Drop step, block, nope, foul. Kira mentally isn't so sure, but the official blew the whistle. And Kaiser will have a couple of free throws here. Governors have been good at the line tonight, 7 of 8. Mentally second foul, the fourth on O'Gorman. Kaiser, 63% for the season on 20 of 32. First good. Fifth point for Avery, 62-44 for O'Gorman, 5:40 to play. 46-41 O'Gorman in boys basketball over the Governors as the fourth quarter is in its late stages in Sioux Falls. Abdush with a little bit of an issue. Oh, she has a cut on her leg and blood. They're going to have to bring her out, I think. She's being tended to at the bench. Governor basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Dakota Storm Roofing, by Dairy Queen, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Ferding Electric, Bauman Lumber, TNA, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and by Wagner Auto. They did get Abdush pashed up, and Molly will stay in the game. And Avery Kaiser, after that slight delay, will have one more free throw here. Bauman Lumber, our player of the game. It'll be in our postgame here on KGFX. Second one good for Avery. She has six. 62-45 O'Gorman. Again, the Governors have played a good game, and they're still down 17. That's how good O'Gorman is. That's a backcourt violation. Yep. Abdush passed it to Mentally, and Kira Mentally was still in the backcourt. 11 turnover on O'Gorman. By the way, they play Washington. I think we referred to this earlier. They play Washington again next month, this time at O'Gorman. They beat the Warriors earlier this month on Washington's home floor. Kaiser, nobody open, blocked again. There's another one by Mentally in the rebound by Berg and Riley. Driving layup is missing by Ronsick, but Riley with the offensive board. Friedman takes the pass in the left block and got fouled hard by Kaiser. Avery got all of that one there, her third. Team foul number 5. Friedman with a couple of points tonight. It's going to be the 20th and 21st free throws of the game for O'Gorman. Friedman hit the first. 63-45 O'Gorman there. 16 of 20 at the line. Here's 9 of 10, by the way. Second one, too strong. Kaiser with a rebound. Governors with Harrisburg here on Tuesday on River 92.7 at 6:30. Kaiser left wing on the angle to Barry. Top of that wing outside the arc, it's Laney Stevens, guarded by Ronsick. Swinging on the right side to Barry on the angle. Stops at the foul line. Has picked up her dribble, but finds Kaiser. Avery to the left block against Mentally. Shoots over this time and hits. Kaiser was blocked by Mentally a moment ago. Hit that one. Now up to 8. 63-47 O'Gorman. And a left wing three is off the rim by Abdush. But Friedman is there to take the offensive rebound and score. 5 for Friedman. 65-47. O'Gorman showing why they're number one. It's going to be 11 wins in a row unless there's a major miracle here. 4:18 left. They lost only to Brandon Valley in the season opener. They've won 10 in a row, only once by less than 10, and that was against Washington. To Weatherger right wing, Kaiser. Here comes a three. Back iron and long. Price. And some hustle for the rebound on the left wing. Stevens with a left wing three. She's good. And Peer wants a timeout. Stevens with her first three of the game. Full Integra timeout by Peer at Coach Kirkby. About 3:55 left. O'Gorman 65, Peer 50. We're back in 1 minute on KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and peer.
O'Gorman will inbound with 3:55 left, 65-50. The Knights in the lead, and driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KGFXP rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pierre. If you drink, don't drive. Bad pass, but Abdush is able to run it down near the bench. 3:40 remaining. O'Gorman with the ball on a 15-point lead. Down low for Moore. Kaiser got a block on that one, but it's picked up by Riley, who missed. Moore with a rebound herself. Handed it to Abdush on the left wing. Ronsick in the lane, and what a night Han is having. The future Colorado State Ram has 24 points. Mentally on the right side. Right of lane, Riley for an Abdush three. That's good, and she's hit four of them. 68-54, O'Gorman. We have 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here at the Riggs High Gym. An impressive team, these O'Gorman Knights, but... remember last year was 58-21. O'Gorman here. Pierre was never in it. They were in it near the half tonight. Stevens finds Kaiser. Bounce and a drive by Price. Remy is fouled as she moved toward the left block. And here's another thing the Governors would like to see Remy get back to that foul line more. She's such a good foul shooter. Kira Menowit with a foul. That is her third. Price is 15 of 19 at the line this year. That's 79%, and the first is good. 10 of 11 at the line for Pierre, who trails O'Gorman 68-51 with 2:47 to play. Second one rattles around, stays down. And now Lennox Dupree in for Remy. 68-52 for O'Gorman. 2:47 left. Price with 10. Barry has 10. Terwilliger leads Pierre with 14. Ronsick 24 and Abdush now 20 for O'Gorman. Left baseline drive. This is by Mentally. Score with a foul. Mentally has 12. Hacked by Lennox Dupree for her third. 70-52 O'Gorman. 2:38 remaining. Price right back in. It's for Ryan Barry. Mentally with, he had another free throw. Boy, she has had a bunch of them in this game, and she hit it. 71-52 for O'Gorman. Mentally is 11 of 15 at the line. O'Gorman is 17 of 22. 2:25 remaining. Price for Kaiser up top for the Governors. Bauman Lumber, our player of the game in our post game. Stopping right of the lane is Kaiser. Bring it back up top to Reese Terwilliger on the right wing for Stevens. 2:13 left. Down to 8 on the shot clock. And a foul is called on Kira Mentally of O'Gorman. Her fourth, team foul number 6. Here we'll have a new shot clock with 2:10 remaining. Running their offense. O'Gorman with a run. They're so good. Pierre has not disgrace themselves by any means with the way they're playing tonight. Much better. It's going to be, again, the result they don't want. Here is a pass deflected, taken away by Abdush, who again drives for a layup. Mali Abdush has 22. 73-52, O'Gorman. The final score is just going to look like this, we know, but Pierre gave this team a scare for a while. But O'Gorman is so good. Here is a turnaround half hook in the lane by Avery Kaiser that misses, and Here's Hannah Ronsick with a rebound and a timeout here, but just for substitution, so no break here. As the bench is empty by O'Gorman, Peyton Peterson is in. Karsten Schlimgen appeared early in the first half, a little bit early in the first half. She's also in the game. Owinga Coy is also into the game, and so is, as we mentioned, Peterson. It is an Agtegra timeout. They are going to have the teams huddle up. We'll take 30 here with a minute 35 left. O'Gorman leads Peer 73-52, and we're back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Kara Weiss, Danny Beck, Hannah Lemieux have all come into the Peer lineup. After the JVers put on the floor by O'Gorman for the last minute 34 of this one. O'Gorman will improve to 11-1. Peterson passing the lane for Okoye but knocked down. And Hannah Lemieux took it away for Peer. Berry still in there, and her pass is stolen. This is Schlimgen down the floor, and she's fouled. Berry caught up to her for her second foul. Again, it's Harrisburg here on Tuesday. That'll be on River 92.7 at 6:30 on Tuesday evening. Berry out, and Elise Christofferson will play the last minute 16 of this game. 1-1 here for Schlimgen as that was the 17th foul. That missed, and Kara Weiss is able to grab that rebound and draw a foul, and that's the 17th foul on O'Gorman. It's on Lucy Moore, and that's her fourth and not a lot of playing time. Well, went well for the Governor boys for a while tonight, but they fall in Sioux Falls to O'Gorman, 55-49. Matthew Hansen had 16, Lincoln Keenels 14, but the Governors are now 5-7, and they're at Harrisburg tomorrow afternoon on River 92.7 at 2:30. And Kara Weiss just knocked in the first free throw. In fact, her first varsity free throw. Second one for Kara. Ah, nothing but net on them both. 73-54 for O'Gorman, 1:12 left. Peyton Peterson uses a screen by Schlimgen. Stops right in the lane and hits from 11 feet. Hayden Peterson makes it 75-54. O'Gorman now under a minute to play. Christofferson for the Govs. Stops right side. Weiss hands it back to Christofferson. Open for a three. Left short. And Claire Benson, who is also in the game, has the rebound for O'Gorman. Peterson on the left side, drives into the lane, got knocked away. Danny Beck, then she stepped out of bounds. That a nice job by Danny Beck. Remember, she had a block in that game in Douglas, too. But O'Gorman, after Beck stepped out of bounds, will have it back with 37.8 remaining. It's in on the left wing to Schlimgen. Turnaround by Okoye, but off the glass. And Elise Christofferson has the rebound for Peer. Bodies hit the floor. It's an O'Gorman foul. We'll have some more free throws at the end of this one. Or was it just knocked out of bounds? No, it was knocked out of bounds. No foul call. It's Peer ball. It's Tedrow in to Christofferson. Bounce it to Beck. Christofferson right angle. 20 seconds remaining. Here is Lemieux with a three. It's off the back iron. And Okoye comes up with the rebound for the O'Gorman Knights. And Peterson will dribble it out, 5 seconds remaining. So it's 11 in a row for O'Gorman. Ends up being a 21-point difference, but the Peer Governors put a little bit of a fright into a number one team again, but it ends in another loss for Peer. They're seventh in the last 8 games. Tonight's final score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard at the Ricks High Gym, The O'Gorman Knights 75, the Pure Governors 54. O'Gorman improves to 11-1, and that's an 11-game winning streak. Pure is now 3-9. Stay tuned for our postgame, including our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game, a visit with head coach Kirk Bebout coming up too, and we'll look at other scores. And we'll start our postgame in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pure Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
There's one place to watch Pure Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. Go Govs Live is where you can find Pure Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pure Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pure Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
A better than respectable effort by the Pierre Governors. Again, the result, not what they want, as the O'Gorman Knights just too tough. After Pierre cut a 12-point O'Gorman first half lead to 3 just before the half, then O'Gorman stormed out with 23 third quarter points and took charge of this game for their 11th straight win. The top-ranked O'Gorman Knights beat the Pierre Governors 75-54 here at the Riggside Gym. We'll name our Bauman Lumber Player of the Game coming up. We'll visit with head coach Kirk Bebout. Let's go over the numbers. And by Hannah Ronsick, she's going to be a D1 player, and she showed why tonight. 6 threes, 24 points for Hannah. She also had 6 rebounds, and Molly Abdush had quite the game herself. 22 points. She hit 4 three-pointers. Kira mentally 13, most of those at the line mentally by herself. 11 of 15 at the foul line. 9 points for Bergen Riley, also 9 rebounds. Hannah Friedman had 5. Peyton Peterson at the end of the game had 2. Reese Terwilliger with 14 for the Governors to match her career high. Third time this season she scored 14 points. Remington Price with 10 after a total of 14 in the last 3 games, and not all the looks she wanted. Remember, she got blocked 4 times in the first quarter, but had 8 in the second quarter, including a couple of threes. Ryan Berry, another good scoring game. Her second time to be in double figures. Ryan had 10. Avery Kaiser had 8. She also had 6 rebounds. Maya Shorter with good minutes off the bench. Maya had 3. Lainey Stevens with 3. Lennox Dupree and Sydney Tedrow with 2 points each. It was a game where O'Gorman never trailed, and they shot 50% for the game on 24 of 48. And on threes, they were 10 of 16. Here, 38% shooting on 18 of 48, 5 of 21 on threes. Both teams good at the line. Pierre was 13 of 14, in fact. O'Gorman, 17 of 23. Rebounding advantage to the Knights, 34 to 24. 12 turnovers on O'Gorman, 14 on Pierre. That's not at all an unreasonable number, and better than the nearly 21 they had been averaging. Better care taken of the ball tonight. And again, the score is going to look like O'Gorman blew out this game from start to finish, but we know it was not that way. The Governors made it tough in that second quarter, but then, oh, they started falling in big numbers for Ronsick and Abdouche, especially in the second half, and O'Gorman pulls away for their 11th straight win, 75 to 54. More in our post game, including our Bow and Lumber player of the game, and a visit with head coach Kirk Bebon to look up other scores, but first another 3-minute break, back in 3 minutes on the official voice of the Pure Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, welcome to the team. Tell everybody what you can do for him.
Whether you have good credit, bad credit, challenged credit, or maybe no credit at all, I can help you get into a vehicle with little to nothing down. To get a pre-approval, you can call me at 605-224-7378 or feel free to text me, 605-280-0761.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit GatewayFordToyota.com.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
O'Gorman takes it 75-54 over the Pierre Governors at the Riggs High Gym, and head coach Kirk Bebout joins us. I'm going to preface this whole conversation by saying I know you don't ever want to lose. You hate losing. You have said that. But now that we've prefaced that, let's say this. I thought this team did what you wanted it. We talked about it in the pregame, did what you wanted it to do tonight. You talked about getting that ball in the right place And at exactly the right time, and I'd say most of the time tonight, that happened.
Yeah, like I mentioned in the pregame, we've been working a lot on making sure we move the ball and playing together, and the ball's got to move faster and trying to get people in their spots where they're most effective. And yeah, I agree. I think we did that. I mean, even in the first quarter, we got down 10, 12, and you do that against O'Gorman, that's bad news. But we were getting great shots, and that's kind of been the mantra. But I think the difference was we were getting shots more in more of a timely and fluent manner than we had been, you know, in the last week where the ball just kind of stuck a little bit more. I thought the ball moved the way that it needed to. The cuts were a little bit harder, and I just thought everything was, you know, exactly what we worked on. They translated what's been happening in practice. We've been practicing really well, and they translated a lot of that to the game today. So that was great to see. It was fun to see some girls that are a little frustrated, maybe their shot's not falling or some things aren't going their way, just out there, you know, playing with their teammates and having fun. That was the best part for me, because that's, you know, ultimately that's what I want to see. I want to see them having fun, playing the game of basketball. It's, you know, that's what it comes down to.
And I think of Remy again, because Remy had 4 shots blocked in the first quarter. And you get all those shots blocked, it can be so easily be frustrated. What does she do in the second quarter? Comes back, hits a couple of threes and had 8 points. Ends up with 10 for the game. And, yeah, maybe this can get her, as we mentioned in the pregame, back on the road to being the Remington Price that we all know.
Yeah, Remy is way tougher than anybody. Like, you know, she's such a nice, like, one of the nicest kids you're ever going to meet. Mm-hmm. But she's mentally tough. And, you know, maybe some things haven't exactly – I mean, when she shoots 40% and she shoots 20, so then she shoots 23%, it feels like she's off, when that's, for most people, that's pretty decent percentage, but from the 3-point line. So yeah, so she's tough, and you know, she hung in there. And that's a big part of what I was talking about. Just, you know, happy to see, you know, kids having fun. That's a kid that's put so much time into basketball. Mm-hmm. That's her first love when it comes to athletics. So I was just happy to see her out there, you know, enjoying it and having some success.
Defensively, and again, I say here, this is almost an impossible team to defend, and you did well. But boy, Ronsick, I said in the break, she's going to be a Division I player for a reason. Abdush is a pretty darn good player herself. Yeah, they get those looks, and they're just either outside or on the blocks. This O'Gorman team is just really, really tough one to defend.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I thought we did a lot of good things, but I mean, for a man, they're 5'11", 6 foot, 6'1", you know, 6 foot. So that's 4 of their players. Well, we start 2 guards that are 5'4", so, or 5'5". I don't want to short them an inch there, but so they were isolating that in the post, and that's always going to be really tough for us. Mm-hmm. Then we got to help on that. Then they got shooters. So like I said, it's a nightmare no matter what you do. And you know, we tried zone too, and with, you know, some success at times, but not enough. And the thing with zone is you're leaving that weak side rebounding is really, really tough. So we got 5'5" trying to rebound against 6 foot on the weak side, and eventually that's, you know, it's gonna hurt you. And we just didn't have enough to quite overcome that. I mean, yeah, we just didn't get enough stops in the second half, but I mean it wasn't for a lack of trying. They're just really good. I mean, they made a lot of shots. I mean, there's things we could have done better, like communicate, you know, on Ronsick. Like, we lost her a couple times, and that's something you just absolutely cannot do. So I mean, there are things that we can do better, but give them credit. Just, I mean, they're a well-oiled machine.
They are that. One player I want to point out, and I'm foreshadowing our award, but how about the minutes Maya Shorter gave you, especially in the first half, came in, did the job, drew a foul, got to the line, came in for a few minutes in the second half. You're using her to give Reese a little bit of a break at the start of the second quarter, and did so a couple of other times tonight. And Maya has earned it, and especially, as you pointed out to me during the break, and yes, you're right, we've seen it, her play in the JV. Maya's just getting better all the time. Again, those Shorter kids, man, you can't keep them down.
Holy smokes, Maya just works so darn hard all the time. Like, in practice, she's our hardest worker. She's getting offensive rebounds. So not only is that getting her better, it's getting our whole team better. And I think you can see just the progression that Maya has made and continues to make. And, you know, she's been huge on an excellent JV team. They beat O'Gorman tonight. And I think that was O'Gorman's first JV loss. So I mean, Maya is just getting after it, and she came in and gave us a huge lift in that first half, and she earned all of her time that she got, and we're just happy for her.
Well, and again, I say the result isn't what you want, but now what do you take from this into Harrisburg? Has kind of been a hard team to gauge. They certainly have talent, but I know they probably don't feel they've had the consistency they want. What do you take from this into that game with them on Tuesday?
Well, you know, as we've talked about before, every game is its own separate thing. So, and like I said before, the game has been frustrating because we've played some really like outstanding top level teams, like the best teams in the state. You know, in Washington, O'Gorman, Brandon Valley, and we play them toe to toe, and we play, you know, really good basketball. And then, you know, like I said, part of being a young team, I think, and just learning how to win and putting your foot down at times and valuing every single possession. But so it doesn't, I mean, it just doesn't really matter who you play. It's each night. You got to bring it. Harrisburg is, I mean, they're good. Mm-hmm. They have an all-state basketball player, and they got shooters, and they're athletic, and they're long. So every game is just a challenge, and you can't really, you know, I've stopped and not stopped completely, but I'm less focused than ever on the opponents, and more just focused on how we can continue to grow. So I know enough to know that Harrisburg is really good, and it's going to be every bit of a challenge as any other game.
I certainly get your outlook, and I certainly understand it, because and people may say, how are they growing at 3-9? Well, you got to watch this team every day, and I think you'll understand what Coach Bebout means here. It's a team, you know, again, the frustration the other night, look, they turn it around tonight. Yeah, certainly you want more wins, but you've still got 8 chances. And that's the point. And I know some people may say, hey, it's about wins and losses. Well, sure, it's about wins and losses. But if the team's getting better, which you want them to do, hey, 1st of February on Tuesday, it's what you want at this time of the year.
Look, 3-9 hurts.
Yeah,
you know, it does. Like, I think about it, and it doesn't make me happy, you know. But like I said, if the kids are giving full effort, and they're enjoying their teammates, and see what we saw tonight, where they're just enjoying the game of basketball, I think that matters more than anything. Now, records and those kind of things can easily get construed or thrown off. There's so many factors that are out of your control that play into that kind of stuff. I mean, we have how many on the road close losses have we had where we didn't shoot the ball, or we just didn't get a break here or there. All of a sudden, we get 2 breaks somewhere, and we're 6-5. Or 5, even 5-6 would feel, you know what I mean? Like, it would feel different.
Sure.
And fine. But I mean, so we didn't get those breaks, and we didn't find a way in those games as a young team. But as long as they're keeping the attitude of they're going to fight and get better and play for their teammates, then ultimately as a coach, that's what you want. And you just worry about that. And, you know, as a coach, you know, after, you know, doing it for 13 years, I used to live and die with every loss. And honestly, like, I'm pretty close to still doing that, but you know, I've learned if it's just about wins and losses, then you got to find something else to do. So, you know, there's some more important things, believe me. Like, it's hard for me to you know, think about our record, but I gotta, you know, stay positive, and I have to focus on you know, helping these kids continue to get better and keep that positive attitude and enjoy the game of basketball, because it's going to carry over into everything they do.
Yeah. I got to tell you, there are coaches in every sport at every level that say, gosh, I wish I could have that outlook. And maybe it takes years, like you say, of
I sure hope people don't, like,
no, I get it.
I hope they don't think, oh, he's okay with losing. Like,
no,
you don't see me. Like, I mean, like, it's gut wrenching.
Yeah.
And, but the reason more so now than when I'm younger, the reason why it's gut-wrenching is because you want these kids to feel the value in everything that they're doing, and it's really hard to get that across to them when the record isn't there. And I mean, you know that they're, you know, that's what a lot of people's focus is, so it's unavoidable. But like I said, that's why it's gut-wrenching to me. You know, when I first started, I just wanted to win. It was, you know, that's what I wanted to do. But now I just want to give these kids a great experience.
Yeah, along with wanting to win. So,
yeah.
But the balance is there.
Right.
That's your point.
Right.
Head coach Kirk Bebout of the Pier Governors. Brian will be here on Tuesday for the Harrisburg game, but we'll see you in Yankton next Thursday. Thank you again, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Head coach Kirk Bebout, his Pier Governors, fall tonight to a very, very good O'Gorman team, 75-54 at the Riggside Gym. Well, I guess, again, I let it out of the bag. But we do have a player of the game to name, brought to you by Bauman Lumber, and let's hear from them, and we're back in 30 here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
I want to give this to a player that I think really has earned it, and we referred to her in the interview with all the players that had great games, to Williger, Price, Barry bouncing back, Ronsick and Abdu, just amazing for O'Gorman. But our T-shirt's on the way to Maya Shorter. Yep, the numbers say 3 points, three rebounds. Not a lot of minutes, but Shorter, as we mentioned, has done the job in JV lately, hit that winning shot a week ago tonight in Brandon. And Shorter giving to Williger some rest, and she's earned the few more minutes that she had tonight. The T-shirt on the way to Maya Shorter. She is our Bauman Lumber player of the game. Let's look at scores one more time before we go. And again, the Governors in the boys' action led a lot of the way in Sioux Falls against O'Gorman tonight, but they fall by a score of 55-49. Their seventh loss in eight games. They are now at 5-7. Matthew Hansen at 16 for the Governors. 14 points for Lincoln Keenholz. So the Governors are now at 5-7 for the season. They stay in the Metro, stay overnight, and head to Harrisburg tomorrow for action with the Tigers. That'll be on River 92.7 at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. So the Governors starting well tonight. Boy, they had a big lead in the first quarter of that game. But could not hang on. Jackson Edmond, by the way, also with the 12. And Brian says a lot better tonight. But again, as has happened so much for the Governors lately in boys' side, the shots just not falling. Let's look at the rest of the girls' scoreboard. Mitchell, good win for the Colonels as they beat to the Lincoln Patriots in Sioux Falls. 55-33 was that final. And the Battle of Rapid City is underway. They're playing at Central, and Stevens is leading Central 13-9 there at the end of one. Other AA boys scores, besides the Governor's loss to O'Gorman, Huron holds off Brookings in Brookings 55-53. Harrisburg at home tops Marshall 73-59. Told you earlier that Washington was giving top-ranked and defending champion Roosevelt a tough time. Well, looks like the Rough Riders are going to stay unbeaten. They lead Washington 55-40 with 2 minutes to play. And in Box Elder, it's Watertown all over Douglas 61-41. With 3 minutes left. Again, next for the Governor girls, the Harrisburg Tigers here at the Riggside Gym. Brian will have that one for you on Tuesday night, and that'll be on River 92.7, and that's at 6:30. You can see that at the River 92.7 page. And then next Thursday evening, the long trip to Yankton. We'll be there at the Summit Activity Center. And again, that's on River 92.7 next Thursday evening at 6:30. Our next basketball here on KGFX is tomorrow. The Stanley County Buffalo girls, coming off their loss at Crow Creek last night, will take on the Braves of Cheyenne Eagle Butte. We'll be with you around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on KGFX. Remember, there's no boys action at Parkview Auditorium tomorrow because the Braves boys team having to take a little break because of a COVID-19 issue. The boys' next play against Todd County in Mission on Tuesday with 5 wins in a row, longest winning streak for that program in 4 seasons, and they'll go for number 6 in a row Tuesday around 6:45 here on KGFX. Other Governors action before we leave. Of course, both wrestling teams have tournaments tomorrow. The boys to Brookings for the Los Lusos Invitational. Girls with an Invitational at Aberdeen Central. Don't forget about gymnastics, too. In fact, their last home event of the season is at the Administration Building Gym tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's a triangular with Rapid City Central and Rapid City Stevens. Encourage you to go out and support Rebecca Feller's team. It's had a pretty consistent season, really, and they'll be in action tomorrow. Don't forget that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Thanks to Athletic Director Brian Mosier here in Pierre. Thanks also to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. to Nathan, our friends from Live Ticket, handling the video. I'm David Burrow. Boy, the Oklahoma Knights are good, and they showed it tonight. After the Pierre Governors gave them a scare in the first half, got to within three after trailing by 12, but Hannah Ronsick and Mally Abdus just too much. They combined for 46 as O'Gorman defeats Pierre. Final score one more time on the Wegner Auto scoreboard. The O'Gorman Knights 75, the Pierre Governors 54. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Good night from the Riggs High Gym.
Pierre Governor basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Ferding Electric,
and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wegner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.